how your parents expected your family to be based on the place you were born. Emmanuel Todd is a French thinker who researched and concluded family types and their consequences, especially their economic, political and social effects, like state formation and its ideological convictions. He started his research based on the French Revolution and its two ideas. For him, freedom was determined by the relationship between fathers and their sons, and equality by the rules of inheritance. Family characteristics and the values associated with them can persist over a long time. So, if this is the case, it's better to choose right because it will last for a very long time. So, which is the best choice of all these family types? Well, it all depends on the a priori framework you choose to value those family types. For example, if you all care about sex and pleasure, probably the least constricting type is the best and the one that puts the most stupid limits on you or on whom you sleep with and why you want to sleep with that person. The worst. Probably a lot of people think that the family is the building block of society. For sure, the traditional family with children and the one which is the most conservative of the traditions comes to mind. But I consider them, myself and my wife, also family, even though I do not think we will ever have children. So, is then this the new type of family, still the building block of society? What about the families that perpetuate mental health problems? Are these traditional families also the building blocks of the healthy society that we all want to live in? Families that teach children power relations are not the building block I want to build on. In my personal example, I lived as a single child in a home with a tyrannical, alcoholic and narcissistic father who did not give a damn about me and my mother. It felt like running on thin ice, to be honest. Pure madness. I got traumatized and its effects I feel until today with sequels, physical, mental, that will follow me throughout my whole life. Yes, in my family there was a lot of education about power relations and not so much about equality. The tyrannical, alcoholic and narcissistic father dominated my poor mother, who had a very unhealthy and conflicting relationship with me. On one side, she loved me and cared about me. On the other side, she used me to depressurize all the steam that she accumulated from such an impossible situation, living with such a difficult person. No freedom, no equality. Just the madness of the patriarchal system and all present alcoholism which made the things much worse. I have a question. In my family, I was for sure socialized, educated and some values were passed to me. But my question is, how useful are these? I put zero value right now on power, domination, alcohol as a mechanism to cope and the mental health issues it all created. So for me, the family I lived in was, pardon my French, a big shit, and I'd better have no family than this family system. So no, family is not always the place where you educate future generations. In my case, family was where my and my mother's problems started. It was the place where I got constantly hurt and tortured by a troubled father who was not accountable to anyone and who could not be stopped by anyone. Now on a more happy note, there are two authors that have written extensively on this topic. Todd and Murdoch. The overlap of their findings geographies is partial, so take all below with a grain of salt. Most of these findings are data from the peasant societies a century ago, which have been increasingly destroyed due to urbanization, globalization, etc. Most of the discrepancy in the data is in the African systems, where polygyny and polygamy is accepted, and whether the community families accept marriage with cousins or not. So, the exogamous community, 40% of the world lives within households comprising of multiple generations. Son living with father, marrying outside the kin group. Father bosses around his children, wife get treated very poorly because of this, except maybe in Russia or Eastern Europe. These cultures breed conformity rather than creativity, This was basically the group that created and implemented communism. The sons in the house tend to rebel against the tyrannical father. Higher democracy scores, higher voter turnout and higher quality institution. Then the consanguineous marriage. Citizens prefer more generous pension systems due to the egalitarian inheritance rules. Racism is rampant here, low levels of the rule of law and late industrialization. Few checks on government tend to be manufacturing societies and poorer but more equal than areas with absolute nuclear family traditions. The endogamous community is an extended family in which all the sons can get married and bring their wives to the family home. Equality among children in inheritance with family wealth and estates divided after the death of the parent. Although a period of cohabitation between married brothers after the death of the parents is possible. Marrying your third or fourth cousin in arranged marriage by the family. The father has less authority due to the plethora of other uncles and aunts around as you marry in the family. Citizens prefer more generous pension systems due to the egalitarian inheritance rules. They have weak states due to its endogamy. Islam was only able to spread where family structures were open to endogamy. Endogamy leads to societies that do not rely on a state, but rather on clans and clans' loyalty. Racism is rampant here as well, low levels of the rule of law and very late industrialization. Few checks on the government, tend to be manufacturing societies and poorer, but more equal than areas with absolute nuclear family traditions. The authoritarian family is an extended family with several generations living under one roof. One child, generally but not always the eldest, marries and has children who remain in the household to preserve the lineage. The rest have the choice of remaining unmarried within the household or of marrying and leaving the home or becoming soldiers of priests or priests. The house and the land are inherited by the son who stays at home. Others may receive some financial compensation. The inheriting son who stays at home remains under the formal authority of the father. It has similarity with exogamous in the authoritarianism of the father. Only the eldest son inherits the family wealth and the rest get nothing. This ideology made the society irrationally aggressive due to the fact that most men in this society joined the army. This idea of the indestructible lineage that must be protected. Fascism came from this. Jews and Gypsies have little in common except this family structure. Breeds ultranationalism, see Irish or German. Puts a lot of pressure on the son to defend the honor of the family, which goes back to times immemorial. Not chill systems, a lot of neurosis happens here, which to me pushed down the fertility rate due to the fact that this creates a lot of pain, and people usually tend not to have children when they are in pain. Or at least this is what would happen if they were free. The same regions in Germany which burned witches hundreds of years ago are the same which had the most Nazis. In these societies it is bad to be a foreigner. Its absolute nature leads to the development of a property rights and high quality institutions. Also social trust. Higher democracy scores, higher voter turnout and higher quality institutions just because consanguineous marriage is banned. Higher voter turnout due to unequal inheritance rules. Religious practice in Europe took hold predominantly in the authoritarian family systems. Racism may reflect that inequality at the societal level. Countries dominated by the authoritarian family type are more innovative and have managed to implement both higher levels of the rule of law and more effective governments than countries dominated by the nuclear family types. Countries in which authoritarian family types dominate have much higher levels of rule of law and innovation, not necessarily with lower female participation in the workplace. poorer and less dynamic than nuclear family-dominated areas, employment is more strongly linked to manufacturing, people less likely to join clubs or associations. Egalitarian nuclear family. This family system creates a contradiction between freedom and inequality, because when people act as they like, you get different results than equality. Because of the equality character, these people will tend to breed this value as a sense of fairness. Egalitarian nuclear family. Because of the equality character, these people will tend to breed this value as a sense of fairness, but in fact their behavior creates inequality. These countries tend to have tensions due to this characteristic, with military dictatorship, absolute monarchies and democracies as their regimes. These societies have strong machismo due to the brotherhood of men who inherit equally, while the women inherit nothing, or they used to inherit nothing. Women tend to be religious in these countries, but hold a lot of influence due to running the household. Fascism is also a breeding ground here due to the same men brotherhood, which can accommodate the insane military discipline these crazy regimes require. Nuclear leads to democracy, says researchers. Higher democracy scores, higher voter turnout and higher quality institution, just because the consanguineous marriage is banned. Citizens prefer more generous pension systems due to the egalitarian inheritance rules. Industrialization began earlier and governments have shorter tenures in countries where the nuclear family type dominates. Nuclear family types, no matter whether absolute or egalitarian, are conducive to individualism. Tend to predominate larger households, a population with lower overall levels of education, lower activity rates, and lower female participation in the labor force. Employment in nuclear family-dominated areas is more likely to be in services. People are less likely to join clubs or associations. An absolute nuclear family. Anglo-Saxon countries, as well as Denmark, Netherlands, Normandy, and Anjou in France, were very racist countries. Each individual is responsible for their own happiness. The most successful model, because everyone thinks the end result, even if unequal and unfair, is actually fair. More democratic. Also, the absolute nature leads to the development of property rights, social trust, and high-quality institutions. Higher democracy scores, higher voter turnout, and higher quality institutions just because consanguineous marriage is banned, higher voter turnout due to unequal inheritance rules, industrialization began earlier, and governments have shorter tenures in countries where the nuclear family type dominates. Nuclear family types, no matter whether absolute or egalitarian, are conducive to individualism. Races may reflect the inequality at the societal level. Countries in which authoritarian family types dominate have much higher levels of rule of law and innovation, tend to be associated with smaller households, a more educated population, and a higher percentage of the population who are employed. Higher levels of formal club membership, perhaps as a form of compensation for the lack of socialization within the family. Generally associated with service societies and tend to have richer and more dynamic regions and have more inequality. Have very good GDP compared to the rest. The anomic. There is no structure, incest and cousin marriage is okay. They allow the individual to do whatever they want sexually. Southeast Asia is like this, with Indochina and the Philippines and Indonesia as the main countries, but also Vietnam or Peru, Bolivia, Colombia, parts of Brazil and Chile. Have weak states due to its endogamy. Islam was only able to spread where family structure was open to endogamy. Endogamy leads to societies that do not rely on a state, but rather on clans and clan loyalty. African family system. First of all, Africa is huge. We have a communitarian family system in Western South Africa. In the rest, polygamy is rife. A few men have most of the women in the societies. Most of the men are sexless, who then turn to violence to get more status than women. This is why Africa has so much violence. In parts of USA and Guyana, this is still happening outside of Africa. Also, the countries with highest percentage of polygamy are Burkina Faso and Mali, which are in civil war. Higher democracy scores, higher voter turnout, and higher quality institutions just because consanguineous marriage is banned.